The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
And after a forced week off last week, he's back, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane with The Big Show Entertainment Report. G'day, Jaden.
G'day, PT, and congratulations on the radio ratings that came out yesterday. And not a lot of people may not necessarily know about this, and I know you're probably not one to blow your own horn, but good increase since the last ratings came out in 2018, I think it was, to a 22.1% share of the market. So well done.
Oh, thank you very much. And you're right, I have not even made mention of it, and I didn't realise you were going to because I'm not one to toot my own horn. But the Big Show went up, 1.7 points, I think it was, so which was a very nice rise.
That's right. And I'm not very cocky or anything like that, but given that this radio survey was done just last month and that I haven't been on your show before since last year, I can't help but wonder whether or not I might have been a deciding factor in that little rise, perhaps.
Of course you were, Jaden Forster. Every element of this show has contributed to a great radio ratings outcome for not only this show, but the entirety of 3BA in itself. And, of course, we've got to say big thank you to the listeners out there because they're the ones who tell us that they're listening to this station, and obviously we're doing the right thing. So
that's right.
Which is great. Hey, thanks for being a good sport and not coming on the show last week. We were pretty inundated with, so many reports coming in because of Mother Nature's fury. And when I said to you, mate, we're going to have to dump it for this week, you go, no dramas, you just do what you need to do and we'll get back into it the following week. So appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Lawyers for the guns expert on Alec Baldwin's movie have spoken out in defence of their client, Jaden Forster.
Yes, they have. And there's no winners in this case, really, except for the lawyers. And they're doing all of the talking, really, for this guns expert, the armourer that's involved in the movie Rust, a lady by the name of Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. And as more claims come out about safety missteps on the set and everything, and as they're refuted by the necessary people, her lawyers went on the USA Today show yesterday morning where they basically defended their client, saying that she loaded the gun with a round from a box labelled dummies and that it would be quite difficult to distinguish between a live round and a dummy round, they say. And then when they were asked that million-dollar question as to how she could possibly explain how a live round could find its way into that particular place, they floated the theory, for lack of a better word anyway, that it could have been sabotage on the set, they say, by a disgruntled crew member who walked off the set or wasn't happy with things that were taking place on that particular set. So, look, it's still very, very murky. Just when I think I've got everything figured out, something else pops up and I'm even more confused. But I think we are edging closer and closer to criminal charges and no doubt civil action as well, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Wasn't it great news that WA 4-year-old girl Cleo Smith was found alive and safe and well? But sadly, Punny Franklin's wife, Jacinta Franklin, decided to play the race card in this particular story but has since deleted that insensitive social media post.
Yeah, on Wednesday afternoon, when everybody was sort of reveling in that remarkable discovery of little Cleo, she posted a message on her Instagram highlighting, of course, we must say, the amazing work by police and highlighting her relief at the fact that the girl was found alive, but also pointing out her belief that there's a disparity in the press coverage that's given to little Cleo compared to the missing Indigenous children, which probably she does have a point there to a degree. I mean, there are stories that have been in the past and many, many, many that we won't get into this morning. But look, I just think Jacinta has been on the celebrity scene and dealing with social media for a very long time now. Surely she would have known that this wasn't exactly appropriate at the time. But look, you know, there is room for debate about this particular issue at another time and not on social media.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't the time or the place as far as I'm concerned either. Hey, to wrap up our chat this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz on Happy Days, he's set to sell one of his original leather jackets that he wore on the show.
Yes, that's right. It's going under the hammer mid-December. It's one of many that he actually has. There was a couple that we used. He's keeping one to keep at home as a souvenir, and others have, one went missing, another one went to the Smithsonian. So there's, he's selling one as going under auction in mid-December. It's happening online, so people can find the details there if they're interested in snapping up that particular item. But I think you're a pretty cluey guy, PT, so I might just test your knowledge with a little trivia question from Happy Days.
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. Fonzie, on Happy Days, what did he wear under that famous leather jacket?
Oh, it was just a T-shirt, wasn't it? A white T-shirt.
It was, but there was also a black T-shirt that he wore for quite a short period of Happy Days. And I bet you don't know how it came about, but I'll pluck the fact out from my top secret vault to tell you. It's a rather simple explanation that he gave me a couple of years ago. And basically it was one day he thought, look, I'm done with wearing white. I want to change. So he went to the producers and asked them if he could wear something different. And they said, why not? So he did.
Simple as that.
That's right. So if you see any episodes of Happy Days, I think it might be the middle towards the end of Happy Days with him wearing a black T-shirt instead of a white T-shirt. Now you know why.
There you go. School's in. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. You have a great week. We'll talk again next Friday.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, Pete.